are running back and forth.
If there is any doubt that the carjackers and the bombers are the same men, it quickly evaporates when the suspects begin throwing explosives at the police.
They have explosives, some type of grenades. They're in between the houses now.
The residents in this densely packed neighborhood are petrified.
They're still shooting.
Oh my God.
My guess would be 300 rounds went off.
It was scary.
It was terrifying. We were shaking.
Two more blasts went off. The last one being the largest really lit up the neighborhood with an orange glow. There was white smoke.
That explosion was another pressure cooker bomb. But they also hurled smaller, yet still very lethal explosives believed to be pipe bombs. In this device, the pipe itself acts as shrapnel, and the tightly packed gunpowder leads to a powerful explosion.
We might have to evacuate.
Eventually, the suspects run out of firepower.
And suddenly, the first suspect starts running out towards the police, cuts across the street, was taken to the ground. The police had their foot over him, and that's when I heard one officer who was pointing the gun at him say, "You move, I'll blow your head off."
That's when the Mercedes took off. He gunned it. You saw the bump when he ran over the guy.
Drug him about 20 to 30 feet.
One ends up dead, crushed when the second suspect runs him over while fleeing the scene in the stolen Mercedes. Until this moment, no one knows their names.